Swansea after running across the highway after he got out of a pickup truck after an argument. Massachusetts State Police said Sunday 47-year-old Ulysse Pena of Pawtucket was a passenger in a truck traveling west on 195 in Swansea early Saturday evening when he got into an argument with the driver. The driver pulled over, the victim got out and attempted to run across the highway to the eastbound side. He was struck and killed by a pickup driven by a 21-year-old Lincoln, Rhode Island man. The longtime president of the NAACP Providence branch, Joseph Folks, was remembered Saturday in an outdoor funeral service in the capital city. Folks passed away in October. He was believed to be 82. And your weather word, sunny and windy. Details on the way on 1540 WADK. Sardella's in Imbriglio's now offers delivery nightly 5 to 9 p.m. to all of Newport and Middletown. And from all of Newport and Middletown. Only $5. To order food and have it delivered, go to sardellas.com, look for the takeout tab, then click delivery.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
We keep trying until we get it right. The forecast is thus. Small craft advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this evening. West winds today 15 to 20, diminishing to 10 to 15 knots this afternoon, gusting to 25, waves 3 to 5 feet. West winds tonight at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. West winds around 10 knots tomorrow, gusting to 20, and waves around 2 feet. Out on Rhode Island Sound, the winds are westerly at 20 to 25 knots. The next high tide in Newport Harbor tonight. Tide was just in a little after 8 o'clock this morning. Next high tide, 8:35 tonight. Sunset, 4:25. Yikes, it's almost that now. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:35, and the moon is waxing crescent. And once again, there's a small craft advisory flying. And that is your Boating in the Bay on WADK.
They say the next big thing is here, but to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Good morning. That's me. I'm as fit as the butcher's dog. It's my motto. I'm going to have that made into a sampler and embroidered on a pillow. Boy, talk about a, excuse the expression, shot in the arm. But great news that should buoy you. Not boy, it should buoy you. It's our word for the day. Buoy. You should be buoyed on the news that we could see an end to all of this hoo-ha. The vaccine. Well, still going to be a few weeks, maybe a little bit longer, and we'll see what's going on. So, my question to you as we start things off here on a Monday, talking of the town, and you can talk to and of and with the entire town using our voice message service at 846-1028. That's 846-1028. Have you changed your Thanksgiving plans? Did you change them already? This was interesting. People are not as sheepish as perhaps the stupid social media makes us out to be. Neighbor of mine was actually talking about how he sat down a few days back and said, we have to kind of call off Thanksgiving. Usually they have a house full, 17 or 18 people. And he says, I have grandchildren and I've got, what's he got, three kids? I think so. And they're all married. And so he's got a bunch of grandkids. He said, I'm not going to see him. He said, not only did we call off Thanksgiving, we called off Christmas. It's like Rudolph from hell, right? That's awful. He says, it's going to be a long, lonesome winter. And your heart breaks for someone like this. But there are particular issues. There is illness in the family and someone is immunocompromised. And so, and it's not an old person. So something that is at the forefront, but I don't think he's going to be the last. I mean, it hasn't come down officially yet, but the rumblings are there that we may get we may get some kind of a directive or something this Wednesday. And if it's real bad, it'll be sooner than that. So far, it hasn't been that bad. Well, it can't be because the governor hasn't done anything, took the weekend off and all that. And, you know, I say that because I'm really disappointed that the perception is there that people are not working as hard as other people are working. So it bugs me no end that the Department of Health doesn't issue statistics over the weekend. It should. Every other state does. You know what? It's just an indication that things are the way that they are, and they're never going to change in this state. The Department of Health should be working all week. You know, take a vacation next summer after the vaccine. Deal, like the rest of us. So it really, really bugs me that that takes place. I don't care how hard they're working. I don't care if they're, you know, and look, if I'm being unfair, too bad. Department of Health has all of these high-priced people out there getting the good word out. And so it at least looks bad, especially since in the restaurant business, we have to work nights and weekends. And especially these days when we're trying to get the place, keep the place clean and keep the doors open so that you don't shut us down. There's no reason why the restaurant should be shut down. And I mean, the social media warriors notwithstanding, people are saying, well, how come, you know, Queen Jean is going to come down and say that we have to stay in our houses, but the restaurants can stay open? Because the restaurants are regulated and you're a pig. How's that? Not to be insulting, but you know what? Put it this way. Let me put it politely on a Monday. You are not inspected by the state. So therefore, you don't have to keep your surroundings to the standards that restaurants do. And I would point out to you that there has not been a single outbreak of more than of any widespread basis at all. I don't want to qualify this too much. Not one widespread outbreak that could be traced back to a restaurant. Where did the outbreaks come? Parties, tailgates, things like that. Although I can't figure out, this is the part that's a head scratcher to me. Why didn't we have an outbreak after, you know, Botapalooza? Why didn't we have an outbreak after a few athletic events and things? Because we didn't. You know, the malls have not had to shut down. They may get shut down. There hasn't been a widespread outbreak traced to a retail store. I mean, yeah, you're going to have a positive here, a positive there, because someone went off and just freelanced and didn't do what they were supposed to do. Simple as that. It keeps coming back to that. Even where we've had the outbreaks in the schools. Well, we had an outbreak in the school. Why do we close all the schools? Because as Superintendent Rosemary Krager said, and hopefully will say on this program later on, it's not the school. It's outside the school. Because we have the warriors who are all, oh, you're not going to tell me. I'm sick of this. I'm not wearing a mask. Where my freedom? Let me drive somewhere and I'll buckle my seatbelt. But I'm free. Let me drive on the right-hand side of the road. But I'm free. Let me observe the speed limit. But I'm free. Let me pay the toll at the toll plaza. But I'm free. Need I go on? Hypocrites for 500, Alex. Rest in peace. Talk about that in a minute, too. Apparently, they're grooming. They're setting up. The PR machine is setting up the next host of Jeopardy. I don't know if you've heard about this. We'll get to that. Very excited to be able to talk to Dr. Karen Tashima, who is the state's authority and the director of clinical trials of the Immunology Center at Merriam Hospital, Brown Medical, quite possibly has participated in a trial of one of these vaccines. We will find out. All right, so Traffic. Oh, good. I'm hearing from our elected representatives. Good morning at 9:13. Nice to have you with us, keeping those regular hours. You batted the Department of Health. Well, I'm glad you got back to me anyway. I'll tell you what I'm talking about in a minute. Traffic, WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge Traffic Report. It quieted right down after the morning drive here this morning. We've got the work crew out on the Newport Pell Bridge, but it's not causing you unusual delays. You are slow from the Newport Tower over the 3rd Street overpass down the Connell Ramp. I do have a crash here to report off the bridges. It's 114 West Main Road South, way up in Portsmouth, between the new gas station and Prescott Point. All right, so it is never exactly a race course through there at this hour of the morning anyway, so it's going to be even slower. Just an advisory there for you. Back to the bridges, Jamestown-Verrazano. They're set up in the right lane, and you're going to be slow. Squeeze over to the left for the length of the bridge. And so our crossing times are going to be about 7 minutes right now from the Boston Neck Road exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge moving well in both directions. Secaunet River Bridge, same from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river. You are clear to the Massachusetts line. Not that you want to go to Massachusetts anyway, but hey, just take a turn off that Fish Road exit, that VD exit, where it's always VD and you, and they are clean and ready for you anytime. It would be wonderful to see you. We'll check this again in less than half an hour. Quick construction note for you now from the city of Newport. Sidewalk construction on Washington Street from Gladys Carr Bullhouse Road to Long Wharf will begin this week. So watch out for some possible detours in that area. And they'll be back at it on the Bellevue Avenue concrete roadway, repairing those big slabs of stuff. All right. So just watch out for some cone zones in and around the downtown area.
This portion of programming is sponsored by Compassion International. Give a special year-end gift to a child in extreme poverty this Christmas with Compassion International. Text the word GIFT to 83393. That's GIFT to 83393.
Becky's Barbecue, East Main Road, Middletown, serves authentic Southeastern Pit Barbecue. Spice up your holiday party with affordable catering to go. Too tired or busy to cook? Get dinner to go. Need a gift that's sure to please? Gift certificates available. Becky's Barbecue.
Build your brand with Minuteman Press today. Today, Minuteman is so much more than just print, providing anything you can put a name, image, or logo on, and offer free consultations. Contact Helen to learn about Minuteman's brand new business builder's plan, then partner with them to form a sensible marketing strategy. Make Minuteman your one-stop shop for all your design, print, marketing, direct mail, and promotional needs. Find them online at mmp-ri.com or call 619-1650. At Minuteman Press, they design, print, and promote you.
Seasons are changing, and we need to rethink our actions as we navigate through these times. We want to help, so we've developed a program called Yes, We're Open. Every Tuesday at noon on AM 1540 WADK, Bruce Newberry will be talking to area business owners and managers about what they're doing to survive and thrive. Topics will include safety protocol measures, special offers, sales, live and virtual events, and so much more. So tune in every Tuesday at noon to be educated and entertained. You can also visit WADK.com or Mix993.com and click on the Yes, We're Open banner for links and updated information. Please support local business. They're counting on you. This program is brought to you by
Ben's Furniture, Carl's Collision, Humphrey's Building Supply, Superior Comfort, Bellevue Kids, and French Confection.
You absolutely love your new vehicle, but you would also love lower monthly payments. Call People's Credit Union or go online to check out their great low rates. People's Credit Union takes the hassle out of auto loan refinancing by making it so easy. Just visit peoplescu.com and apply for a loan today. People's Credit Union will help you make the most of your hard-earned money. Go to peoplescu.com today.
clean your closet and help a nonprofit today. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Rhode Island collects donations of used clothing to fund their local youth mentoring programs. Schedule a pickup at donateri.org or drop off your items at 1341 West Main Road, Middletown.
This segment is sponsored by the online review of Rhode Island History, the state's leading history blog at smallstatebighistory.com. Each week, we release a new article about our state's fabulous history. That's smallstatebighistory.com.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny and increasingly windy, high 53. Clear skies tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 49. Clear skies tomorrow night, low 31. Wednesday, it will be brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 37. Clear and cold for Wednesday night, low 27. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial sunshine, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 49. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Take WADK to work for the talk of the town with Bruce Newberry. Bruce talks with local newsmakers, local celebrities, and you. Weekday mornings from 9 to noon, WADK.
Amazing the difference between where the official temperature is logged, which is at the airport in Middletown, up in the air. It's 49 at this moment. Wait a minute. Is that the right temperature? Now, on the waterfront, it's 55. So really interesting, just that much of a temperature change. That's up to 50 at the airport. Winds west-southwest at 8. And picking up as you head down. Very excited about the vaccine story. Very excited. Another coronavirus vaccine proven to be effective. This is from a company called Moderna. It may be in your 401k. Let's listen to the report from ABC News in case you were just kind of out on your run this morning and didn't hear.
Moderna said its vaccine is 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19. Moderna's Dr. Stephen Hoge told ABC News the company would seek FDA authorization in the coming weeks.
We hope to be able to deliver up to 20 million doses of the vaccine by the end of this year, this calendar year in December, and then many tens of millions of doses per month during 2021.
The news comes a week after Pfizer announced its vaccine could be up to 90% effective based on a similar early analysis from its phase 3 trial. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Wow. We're going to speak with Dr. Karen Tashima from Lifespan from Brown University Medical, who is the head of the clinical trial program in Rhode Island, the Merriam Hospital clinical trial program. So we'll find out if there were some trial doses and so forth around here. Wouldn't that be exciting? Now, let me tell you a little more than I know. You heard that doc in that soundbite from Moderna talk about 20 million, right? That does not mean 20 million people. You have to take two doses. So it's only 10 million people. So in a country of 330 million people, it's not a lot of people. So who gets it first? Well, as has been described by the state of Rhode Island and all the other states, I mean, we don't really care about other states. Well, I suppose we do if our kids live there or something, but mostly we care about Rhode Island, right? The high-risk people will get it first, first responders, and people like older folks with medical issues. And then the second group was teachers and someone else. I'm going off memory. And then the rest of us peasants. So, but the vaccine actually could begin to be administered by the end of this year, which is 6 weeks. It's remarkable. And you must give props to how this came about. And that's the president. Now, this company, Moderna, did not wear it on its sleeve and say, oh, we didn't take any filthy government money. These guys took a bucket of money, bags and bags of money, and freely give credit to Operation Warp Speed. Now, the other ones didn't, but you know what? If the president did not give the green light and go off the rails and break all the rules and PO everybody in the world off, would be saying, oh, 5 years from now, we'll be doing. If Biden's the president, you don't get a vaccine for 5 years. I'm talking about if he was the president this year. Do you understand that? I don't care how you feel about him. You must acknowledge this. I know it's grow up time. Sorry, tough to grow up, right? I don't want to grow up. If you have changed your Thanksgiving plans, I want to hear from you. 846-1028. Use our voice message service. You want to talk about anything else? Will you take the vaccine? Do you think it's a big hoax? Are you, is there some great truth that you have that none of the rest of us have that you want to share with us? You really know the story because you read it on the internet. 846-1028. I don't know. Will I take it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't taken a flu shot in 20 years. I don't know. I hope you'll take it, though, so I don't have to, quite frankly. How about that for truthing on a Monday morning? You take the shot so I don't have to. Because if enough of you take it, I don't have to take it. I wonder if a lot of people feel that way. Oh, you shouldn't do that. You're a public figure. Right. Tell me about it. What's your name, ho? Introduce myself every day to these people. Particularly, and that's just the office holders. On to other things. Don't be surprised if the next host of Jeopardy is LeVar Burton. Where you're seeing a lot of him. The star maker machinery is cranked up. I mean, poor Alex, right? He just died last week. And already, I mean, you know, checks all the right boxes, as they say. I would say poor Ken Jennings. You know who would have made a very good host, though? Nothing against LeVar Burton. Very, a lot going for him. Not the least of which is that reading show that he did. A lot of people, a lot of parents are going to recognize him from that. And so that's going to, you know, kind of get him in. I wonder if Regis were still around. Probably not. Too old and too, and not some other boxes. Meredith Vieira would have been excellent. Erudite. I think she could have pulled it off. Who else would make a good host? I mean, they talk about Ken Jennings, and other than the fact that he is Mr. Jeopardy, I mean, why not put Watson in there, right? You'd have to have a, well, never mind. But don't be surprised. Hey, you know, affable enough. I mean, you can't have a big personality in there, so somebody like an Al Roker wouldn't do it. Regis wouldn't be a good host. You can't have a big personality because the game is the star. You know, it's like The Amazing Race and to a degree like Survivor and those. And the genius and the gift of somebody like a Regis Philbin, although he became a caricature in his later years and with his own show, but the being able to be just a presenter is a gift. And to be able to let the show shine, but yet make yourself indispensable. I mean, no one is going to take the place of Alex Trebek. And whoever the next host is going to go in and for the first year or so is going to just placehold. And it'll be like Alex is on vacation. And then after a while, we'll get used to that person. But just being able to be a great presenter is a talent that is underappreciated in this. And I think it's even a lost art because, you know, everything's got to be big and in your face and loud and everything else. So there would be a small number of people who would really be, in my view, suitable to host Jeopardy. LeVar Burton being one of them, certainly. All right, let's check the bank.
1540 WADK. Here's your Boating in the Bay report.
There is a small craft advisory flying until 7 o'clock this evening. West winds at 15 to 20 today, diminishing to 10 to 15 this afternoon, and gusts up to 25 tonight, waves 3 to 5 feet. West winds tonight at 10 to 15, gusting to 25, and then calming down tomorrow. Out on Rhode Island Sound, west winds at 22, 25 knots. Your next high tide in Newport Harbor at 8:35 tonight. The tide was in a little after 8 this morning. Sunset at 4:25. Sunrise tomorrow at 6:35. The moon is waxing crescent. Once again, a small craft advisory and a temperature on the Newport waterfront around 50. Overcast skies right at the moment, partly sunny. And that would be your boating and the bay on WADK.
The people at Laurel Mead are amazing. All feel as if we're being taken care of by the loveliest people who are kind and considerate. Somebody will always say, oh, will you join us for dinner? It makes you feel welcome because you're being with other people and your life is stimulating all the time. We're on this beautiful campus with 22 acres. It's a very happy place.
With apartments available for purchase in every size and style, Laurel Mead is an affordable option for premier senior living. Call or visit laurelmead.com.
1540 WADK.
Here's 1 minute of what you should know on this Monday. Middletown High School is set to reopen tomorrow after a two-week closure after that October 24th party that yielded all those COVID results. Superintendent Rosemarie Krager says there could be some misunderstanding. We've isolated everyone who was impacted, and it's not so much the transmission in school, it's really the transmission out of school. A fast-moving line of rain and damaging winds raced across the island and all of our hometown Sunday night. A 51-mile-an-hour gust of wind reported at Newport. Many will be anxiously awaiting today's corona numbers from the state. Dr. Jeffrey Gaines, chief medical officer at Newport Hospital, says the hospital is about 80% capacity. Back on Friday, there was a slight dip in virus cases. Westport Town Hall, Superior Court in Providence, Providence Municipal Courts ceasing in-person operations. The Block Island Medical Center fully reopening today. And your weather words, sunny and windy. Details on the way on 1540 WADK.
At Fresh Home Screen Printing, they believe that a great custom shirt experience begins by helping you transform your ideas into a shirt that conveys your message. Locally owned and operated for over 14 years, their artists work with you to create the highest quality custom shirts to represent your business, school, team, or event. So for your next custom screen printing or embroidery project, call Fresh Mode Screen Printing today. 401-267-0123 or click fmscreenprint.com. Quite simply, they don't miss deadlines.
For over 30 years, Flint Audio Video Middletown has been Rhode Island's premier destination for television, home audio, Wi-Fi networks, and smart home control. Their showroom is packed with the industry's best from Sony, Samsung, and LG. For home audio, you'll find JBL, Sony, Sonos, and Yamaha. All are set up for you to experience before you buy. Home and business camera systems are more popular than ever, and Flint has everything from simple doorbell cams to fully installed multi-camera on-site monitoring systems. They provide free in-home consultation, free delivery, and setup on most TVs, and comparable pricing with the largest retailers. Construction projects, large or small, Flint will work with your contractor to be sure your home is wired right. The holiday season is here. Flint is loaded with gift ideas, large and small. Stop by Flint Audio Video today in the Aquitnik Center, East Main Road in Middletown, or visit them online at flintav.com.
Every Monday through Friday, tune into The Big Ticket with me, Teddy Horn, from 4 to 5 p.m. I'll be covering all the latest sports news, scores, and rumors during your rush hour drive. So every week from 4 to 5, make sure to listen on AM 1540 WADK or WADK.com and stay up to date with your favorite sports.
Bristol's Information Station, 1540. WADK.
You can always tell what year they counted down. For the weekend on satellite radio. The bumper music we tend to gravitate toward. It was 1962 Saturday. Found out that Booker T. Jones hated this song. did not like it. It was supposed to be a B-side. And they said, well, we got to call it something, Booker T. What do you think? He said, I don't care. Call it Green Onions. Why Green Onions? Because it's terrible. Rotten. See, scallions wouldn't have worked. So you call it scallions and you can charge extra. My other question for you at 846-1028, have you put your Christmas decorations up, or has someone in your neighborhood put up their Christmas decorations? Apparently this is a thing. The TV news folk are starting to report and starting to send their crews around, or maybe it's just them with their own iPhone cameras, are seeing decorated houses already. Leaning toward the snowman wearing a mask this year, I think, or Rudolph with a mask on. What do you think? 846-1028, have you changed your Thanksgiving plans? And hey, you want to go ahead and make your stand?
No, I'm not changing my plans. It's freedom, freedom!
By all means. 846-1028, you're using our voice message service anyway, so you can just talk as freely as you want, unfettered and uninterrupted. Well, I don't know how long you can talk for, but feel free. 846-1028. Have you changed your Thanksgiving plans? Have you put up, or has someone in your neighborhood put up, Christmas decorations? As yet, at this early hour, the 16th of Nov. We were talking about LeVar Burton taking over as the host of Jeopardy. He's being touted. The PR machine is at work. Believe it. And his show was Reading Rainbow. That'll be the hook for the mommies. And a lot of kids remember that. My kids watched it. So I think he's definitely got an in with one in. So there is that. The Philharmonic played on Saturday night to a COVID socially distanced crowd. How many people? Were there 125? Did I see that number somewhere? Or am I dreaming it? No. On Saturday, the first night open to subscribers, there were two performances with seating limited to 125 people each. Even so, there were far fewer in attendance, says the review in the Projo. Stephen Martorella is the reviewer. Just a little teeny tiny ensemble up there on stage, which, again, pivoting and so forth. We talked with the executive or the artistic director. No, the executive director. Bramwell's the artistic director. I get into this with the executive director. David Beauchesne is the executive director. He doesn't have the baton. Bramwell Tovey has the baton. He's the artistic director, but he's stuck in Canada. And he's still getting over his illness anyway. Anyway, the Philharmonic pivoted, and instead of coming out with a big, you know, symphony, da-da-da-da, all hundreds of musicians and so forth, they had a couple of small ensemble works, which is kind of interesting because it says that the orchestra would not have had an opportunity, nor would audiences have been able to hear such a performance on this level. And it makes a point. They had a sextet on stage. No wonder they looked small. There were only six of them. And they played a piece from a Strauss opera called Capriccio. I'll have the Scampi. And it was, let's see, where am I seeing here? The conductor was Kensho Watanabe. And he has appeared in the Kingston Chamber Music Festival in Rhode Island. Now, if you like classical music at all, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you like it and you seek it out, you've probably been to little chamber music or small group settings in the Jamestown Library, for example, or the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, or the in a church somewhere, you know. And it's lovely, but you say, gee, if there were only some way that these musicians could get an airing out on a major stage, such as the Vets Auditorium. And there really isn't any way, because of the circumstances and the fact that there just aren't enough people and not enough money and whatever. But this was very cool. After that Strauss piece, which I don't know, they played the Brandenburg Concerto by Bach, which you know. You don't know you know it, but you know it. It's one of those pieces of classical music that you don't know. This is the one, the piece of it goes to da 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 da. I know that, sure. And there were nine strings and a harpsichordist walked into a bar. But really nice. So good stuff coming out of that. And they had two performances, so that was 250 people, right? Nice. And David Beauchesne said that a positive to come out of this is the opportunity to perform literature of smaller chamber proportions, normally not ever heard from the Philharmonic. Very nice. It's just nice. You know, do we have to beach over the head for 4 hours every day? No. We're going to speak with, I don't know if Bob mentioned this, was this in the calendar this morning? We're going to speak with the editor of Motor Trend. Oh, yeah, it was right here. Mark Rechten, the editor-in-chief of Motor Trend, who's been on with us before, and he's going to announce the Motor Trend Car of the Year. I don't know what it is. Let me see. I could see it. Are they announcing what it is? No, it just says I have B-roll. Now, we had the unveiling of the SUV of the year, which was the Land Rover Defender that nobody can afford. Was it 80 grand? Something like that. The leading industry resource will announce the winning car of the year. Well, I'm going to go ahead and click on it. Oh, I have to sign in? Come on. I guess I won't know until Mark gets here a little after 12. And stuff. We're going to help you out with your mortgage today with Diane Crosby, our mortgage professional, mortgage girl herself. And so we'll have that for you. In the meantime, there was another thing I was going to get to. What the heck was it? Oh, this week. Is it this week? Yes. This week we're going to talk to Vanessa Lachey. How do you do? And we're also going to talk with Jamie Gwen, our favorite celebrity chef, and one other guest of note, I thought. And it's around here somewhere. Anyway, also, we have more Rhode Island authors today and on Friday. And today we have Barry Fleet and David Orsini. And if you are acquainted with them, then I hope you'll be with us in about an hour, less than an hour, about 45 minutes, as a matter of fact. And they will be in the Rhode Island Authors Expo, Authors Spotlight. The Rhode Island Authors Expo virtual is coming up in, what, 2 weeks already? Holy cow. 2 weeks from Saturday. Can you stand it? Well, Thanksgiving's next Thursday. Can you stand that? Yeesh. And that's our question. Have you changed your Thanksgiving plans? Have you brought the riot down to just 4 or 5 people? You're going to stick to the one family deal here? You're going to have your bubble over, your pod? Are you just saying bleep you and having everybody over? I'm happy to hear from either end of the spectrum here at 846-1028. Use our voice message service and dial me up at 846-1028. Time for traffic, WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. You're okey-doke on the Newport Pell Bridge until you get close to Newport. Coming eastbound, you slow up near the 3rd Street overpass, and then you're slow to the off-ramps, which are running well right at the moment. Westbound looks pretty good, even through the construction zone and the toll plazas. And you've got the right lane restriction on the Jamestown-Verrazano Bridge to slow you up a tad, but we're doing 6-7 minutes from the Boston Neck Road Newport exit to the foot of the downtown Newport exits. Mount Hope Bridge looking good end-to-end. That crash down on 114 in Portsmouth is cleared. So you are clean and green and doing just fine. On the Secaucus River Bridge, looking good. Speed limit ride trouble-free from Portsmouth to the VD side of the river up to the Fish Road exit, the VD exit, where it is always VD and you. Watch for lane restrictions and work up on the Mount Hope Bridge tomorrow and Wednesday. That usual parade up there, but it should be a sunny day, so it'll be a nice day to spend some quality time on top of the Mount Hope Bridge. That'll be tomorrow. And we'll check the bridges again in less than 30 minutes.
This portion of programming is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. It's important for your food to love you. We're talking about food that gives you energy, builds your immune system, and fights off diseases. A vegan diet loves you. Do yourself a favor and try vegan.
Sunday Swing Time, every Sunday morning at 10. A WADK tradition for more than 40 years. This is your host, Bob Angel, extending an invitation to listen in. Enjoy a blend of big bands, jazz ensembles, and classic vocalists. Sunday Swing Time, Sunday mornings at 10, right here at AM 1540 WADK and WADK.com.
The following is a summary of the general contest rules for 3G broadcasting. For a contest, entry requirements will be announced on air. Winners will be determined in accordance with the criteria set forth in the on-air announcement. 3G broadcasting is not responsible for unusable entries. Station is not responsible for entries not received due to technical difficulties. Station is not responsible for any lost, disconnected, dropped, misdirected, or incomplete telephone calls. Entrants may be disqualified at the sole discretion of the station. Each contest is open to all station listeners who are legal United States citizens 18 years of age or older who reside in the station's listening area. The station shall have the right to change these eligibility requirements based on the individual contest in question. Listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 30 days. Only one winner per household is permitted in any contest. Participants in the contest must possess valid government-issued photo ID and sign a liability release as a condition of receiving any prize. Winners must meet all eligibility requirements. Prizes will be announced within the specific contest on-air announcements. Contest prizes are non-transferable. Winners will receive a 1099 IRS tax form if the total of all prizes won for the current year equal more than $600 in value. Prizes are limited solely to those items explicitly set forth here, and it shall not include any or all expenses, incidentals, or taxes that may arise out of the winner's receipt of the prize. Decisions of station management with respect to the contest are final. Odds of winning vary per contest. Payment of all federal, state, and local taxes are the sole responsibility of the winner. Winners will be required to sign an IRS Form W-9 or the equivalent. Failure or refusal to execute the release will result in the winner forfeiting the prize. Photo identification and social security number of the grand prize winner may also be required in order to collect the prize. For internet contests, the station, at its sole discretion, reserves the right to disqualify any person tampering with the entry process. The station reserves the right, in its sole discretion, to modify the contest rules and dates at any time for any reason. No purchase is necessary. The contest is void where prohibited. Copies of the written contest rules and a list of all the winners are available during regular business hours at the main studio of the radio station, 23 Connell Highway, Newport, Rhode Island 02840.
WADK weather.
Today, mostly sunny and increasingly windy, high 53. Clear skies tonight, low 39. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine, high 49. Clear skies tomorrow night, low 31. Wednesday, it will be brisk and colder with lots of sunshine, high 37. Clear and cold for Wednesday night, low 27. Looking ahead to Thursday, partial sunshine, breezy in the afternoon with a high of 49. I'm Cheryl Golden on 1540 WADK.
Your hometown information station, 1540 WADK.
It is time for Martha Parker from Team One Newport and the Regatta Report for a Monday. And good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad that yesterday I spent the afternoon cutting down all these extra branches and, you know, pruning back my backyard. I put it in those, in my old garbage cans. Remember those garbage cans we used to have without the wheels and we drag them out?
Those now are
my yard waste.
Gotcha.
So I stuck them all in. But the problem being, when you do that, they're really light. So I woke up this morning and I had 5 garbage cans stuffed with branches all over my driveway.
Oh, there you go. Yes. Nothing like waking up to that.
Right. Luckily, the branches all stayed in. So I'm wondering that on Thursday when the yard waste man tries to come and pull out the branches. He might just throw my entire garbage can in there. But yeah, so it was quite the breeze yesterday. I went and I watched a little bit of the laser sailing, which was very exciting.
Oh boy.
It was Huffy and Puffy yesterday. And it was so funny because I was at Fort Adams and I think it was said it was 52 degrees.
That'd be right.
With the wind chill, it felt like 45. I'm like, ooh, that 45 is cold.
You know?
I'm like, listen to myself because winter's coming and 45 is soon going to feel warm when we have a solid week of 28 to 32 degrees. So I had to come to the reality that we are going to winter. But yeah, no. So I'm doing well. The laser sailors, they had quite a few trickle in after a few races because it was just a little bit too windy. And I wasn't close enough to see the sailor who did an amazing, what I would call a Martha Parker move, which was literally jibe, capsize, climb over the boat, climb over, stand on the centerboard, pull the boat up, put the boat upright, head up to the breeze a little bit, now bear off and go, and didn't even get wet. I said, I perfected that 35 years ago.
That's Martha's move.
That was me. I was queen of the capsize, which is not a good thing. It's not very fast. Not very fast. So, yeah, it was great. So I don't know the results yet, but it was great. They had, out in the breeze, they had easily 25 boats. I would have said they started with maybe over 30. So good for them. And it was nice. And, you know, there I am thinking it's cold because it feels like it's 45. And these guys, when it's all of 32 and they're going out there.
Right.
Yeah, it's that 45 would be a dream day for them. So I have to be careful. But yeah, no, it was great. So then I just had to do a great update or just in reading through on the Vendée Globe. I love, love Miranda Marone. She says, I have not had a sense of humor failure yet. So she's talking about being in the pack, in the back of the pack a little bit, not on a foiling boat or anything, but she's doing it. She says, it is 1 week into the Vendée Globe and a few technical problems have rather missed the train, but I am having a great race with Ari on Stark. And we have a few other playmates not far behind. Just because we were a little further back does not mean we are not racing hard. And she says that she's had a pretty good night with up to 20 knots of breeze, but it's dropping now because now they're sort of all going to be working into the doldrums. But I just think it's great because think about it. We've got guys who are foiling, who are out front going really fast, and we have the non-foiling boats, but they're still working hard. They're racing against their other non-foiling boats, and they're seeing people. And if she's out there now 1 week, they're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. So it depends on which way you went. Did you go west? Did you go south? And, you know, try to say south against the African coast. But she is having a race with another boat out there. There's only 32 boats, but she sees that boat. She's like, yep, okay, I see you. Oh, what did you just do? You dived. So I just think it's great. And if you think about it, if you're going to be on a boat there 1 week in, right?
Right.
So what is 84 days? You know, 84 divided by 7 is, that's 12 weeks.
That'd be 12,
right?
Yes.
So if you can sit there and say, okay, 1/12 down, you know, after going through all sorts of stuff going through. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
What's going on there. Yeah, some of the pictures are wild and I have no idea if these guys are sending out drones themselves or someone else's because they're flying. Some of them are just flying on the water and it looks a little bit windy. But yeah. But per Maxim Sorel, he's hit something, so he slowed down to try to work on everything. He's working on what's going on. So these guys are working it. Working it hard, and on Wednesday I'll try to have a real rundown of who's doing what. I hear Brian Thompson's out there. Hugo Boss.
Excellent.
Yeah, here we go. And this is such a race against the British versus the French. They're totally on it.
Yeah.
It's like It's like you have teams, and I hate to tell them, but there's a heck of a lot more Frenchmen there. But, you know, they always are always right in there saying, what are we doing? You know, that's my friend, because that guy's from my country. That guy's the French guy. Oh, gosh. They are funny. But the French are definitely the best in the world at this. So, or they just have way many more doing it. But I just think it's terrific. Because I just think the attitudes and everything else. Do you remember when we were watching, oh my gosh, Griffin Solo.
Yeah.
And he was doing a great thing and checking in with him because he was doing a challenge race. I think this is a little bit easier because you know your fellow sailors are already out there. He was just doing it. He was going against the clock. Constantly.
Right. Now, yeah. Where are you off to?
Oh, I am going down to do a snipe regatta in Miami, which great boat, challenging boat. Some of the best sailors in the world have trained on snipes and still sail snipes. One of the most technical double-handed dinghies there's out there. So I am going, and my skipper and I are a little bit light in weight as a crew combined weight, but we go and have a lot of fun. So of course I am hoping, Bruce, for light air. And what do you think is coming?
The remnants of a hurricane.
Yes, exactly.
Iota is down off Central America right now. And then I don't know if Iota will reach Miami while you're there, but you may start to feel some effects. It's supposed to be kind of thunderstormy and windy. We were just looking at the forecast.
Yeah, so windy for me, I like it when we're sailing 10 to 12. And I have a feeling that everything is going to be over, at least for the first 2 days. Friday and Saturday are going to be more like in the 20s. And then hopefully Sunday we'll get down more to like 14 to 16. So I'll feel like I either won't be able to walk or I'll feel strong enough that I can go out and still hike at 14.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. When do you take off?
I take off Thursday morning.
Oh, all right. So you'll be with us on Wednesday then?
Yes, I will be here on Wednesday.
So we'll have a bon voyage for you on Wednesday. See if we can figure out where Iota is.
Right. Where is that storm coming? And right, hopefully there is not another one.
They have to run out of letters, don't they?
Well, remember, Omega is the last of the Greek.
If we get to Omega, then we're all done. That's the end. All right. I'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Martha, very, very much.
Your friends at Ben's Furniture thank you for your support over the last several months. Ben's staff has been extremely busy helping so many with their needs at home, whether a new sofa, new desk, new recliner, or a new accessory piece. Ben's is extremely grateful for your business and happy to help make these times just a little better. Ben's receives new merchandise every day and has inventory in stock ready for immediate delivery. To keep everyone safe and ensure shopping without unnecessary crowds, Ben's is offering all their holiday discounts right now through the holidays. No one-day sales, no 3 days only, no four-hour sales. Shop when it's convenient for you. Because of the size of the store and with all safety precautions in place, you enjoy a safe and stressless shopping experience. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Wednesday, 9 to 6 Thursday through Saturday, noon to 5 Sundays. Free parking behind the store and in the Mary Street lot. This year, more than any other in their 78-year history, Ben's wishes you and yours a very safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
From the VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Studios, this is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Over